Hello, welcome back to Brutally Made. So excited to have you here with me today. I appreciate everyone listening and following along on YouTube with the doodles. And speaking of doodles, choosing Friday's Elo Lovey's doodle for today is rabbit. So I love bunnies, rabbits. My baby granddaughter is obsessed with them. So just going to doodle along some rabbits and talk about a fun collaboration that I have coming up in April on the 21st. And it is with the lovely Ellie Dallas. She's also known as Tinder Speck on Instagram, and she will be in the area for a visit. And so I asked if we could do a fun day downtown Canton to have a little bit of freehand embroidery. She teaches workshops and classes in this beautiful art in Los Angeles, California, in that area, and she will be here. And I wanted to see if we could offer that to people that lived around here, and she said yes. And so I'm very excited that we have 18 spots available on Sunday, April the 21st. We will be at Fromage du Monde, which is a beautiful cheese house. I want to call it that. It is so pretty. And Nicole has a beautiful space that's next door that she lets people, you know, reserve and have little get-togethers. And so there are space for 20 of us. So between Ellie and I making two, so that's 18 seats left. For a small fee of $40, you will have a beautiful grazing tray to enjoy that day and beverages. And then we will also have all the supplies for you to create a freehand embroidery of your choice. You can design it. You can bring your stuff too. So if you love to embroider and you have flosses and threads and needles and hoops and fabrics and things, bring those along. You can have those at your disposal. And Ellie will have a bunch that you can use. And so she does these amazing portraits and pictures of people with thread and, you know, sketching them out and showing you different stitches. And, you know, once that's done, you can mount that and frame it. And it's a beautiful gift, or you can make it for yourself. You can incorporate it onto a piece of clothing. You could even bring the clothing. Let's say you have a denim jacket and you want to embroider an image on there. Bring that with you, bring a hoop, and we'll work on that together. It's from 1 to 4. So you're going to have 3 hours of time to get to just enjoy one another's company, have some snacks, just a very relaxing, fun afternoon downtown Canton. I love being able to visit the downtown businesses and get to collaborate with Nicole's beautiful restaurant and shop, and then also inviting an out-of-town guest and get to experience that. Parking is free in Canton on the weekends, and so there's street parking along that shop's road. The parking lots behind the shop or kind of beside the shop are usually pretty sparse on a weekend, especially like a Sunday afternoon, so there's parking in there. So there's just a lot that you can, you know, do in the area when you know that something is going on. And even, you know, from 1 to 4, after 4 o'clock, there's restaurants that are open. So, you know, make plans to meet other friends and family and go to dinner afterwards. Because again, we're just having a grazing tray. And it's funny, I call it that because Nicole taught me that it is not a charcuterie board unless they're charcuterie is French for, I think, something like chopped or cut meats. And the trays are way more than that, with the different cheeses and fruits and nuts and jams and, you know, breads and things. So they're called grazing trays. So I learned a lot from taking a beautiful class with her at that facility, which is something you can do too. They have the most amazing sandwiches and paninis and soups. Oh my gosh, the soups are incredible. So good. Just the other day, I hope I don't mess this up, Nicole. It was Hungarian pepper soup. It was like this cheese base. Holy Toledo, was that good. Oh my gosh. It was so good. Totally worth it. I love soup. I can eat soup all year long. I love it when it's cold out, but man, that's like one of my favorite meals is a really good soup. I love making soup. I love ordering it for a meal. Some people think it's only like a second or third course, but I can't help it. I love soup. And they have some awesome soups there. But I just, you know, Ellie Dallas has been a friend of my daughter's for years. She was also in my daughter's wedding. And my granddaughter is named after her, one of my granddaughters. So I have known Ellie for a very long time and watched this beautiful young woman just grow into an amazing adult. She does some of the most creative, oh my gosh, art-based. She has a master's in art too. And she's been a teacher out in California. She does live modeling for sketching and, life figure modeling, just beautiful and just so talented. And I know that she has also created some zines. I think they're zines. They're not zines, are they? Magazines. So they're zines. They're the little booklets that you have a lot of artists creating. And there's been shows where you exchange those and purchase those. And so she has one or a couple, more than one. But I know I've purchased one that she's created. And just, you know, such a wonderful heart and just a beautiful person. And I just am so excited I'll get to spend some time with her while she's here. I'm just so extremely proud of her and what she's doing. And I've always considered her part of our family. And I know how close that she is with my kids. And just, I'm really excited that I can, you know, do this and have this moment of time with her and get to share it with other people that just want to just hang out and create together. That's just the most exciting part, you know, just laughing along and stitching things together and, you know, just having time to just relax and do something, you know, hands-on. And I want to do more of these. I want to create more experiences where I have the ability to get people together and create together, enjoy some great food, and just, you know, that time together, that downtime. So watch for some more of these coming up. I thought about almost like a speed type of creating. I don't want it to go fast. I don't want you to feel like you have to produce something in a short amount of time, but I think it would be fun to have a few different options together at a location with some great food. And that, you know, when you get done with this project, you have another one to move on to. And so at the end of the night, you've created a few different things to take home and you've got to, you know, laugh and talk along with your friends and kind of like a fun spin on the paint and sip premise, but a different step, a different thing. I love those, but I only have so much wall space. And so I can't hang anymore. And so I want to create and make things maybe that I can wear or maybe that I can gift or maybe is a little, you know, knickknack or who knows. So just, you know, expanding on that and then getting to take a few things home with you. So I'm working on some ideas about having those events. And so I really am excited about collaborating with some locations that are now reaching out to me, asking if I would hold events at their location, which I am 100%, 110% in, 1000% in. I am very, very excited. I have an event coming up in a couple weeks with a nonprofit that I got to do another paint by number. So I will be there leading that paint by number, helping everyone get their colors and painting that. And what was really cool is that I also was asked to design the gift for someone. And it is one of my patterns. And it turned out gorgeous. I am so excited about that. So I can't wait to share more. I've been doing a lot of stuff with some nonprofits. Last weekend, I got to face paint downtown for Be a Better Me Foundation. And then I got to be part of granting a wish for a beautiful young boy who is very ill. And so got to face paint at his birthday. And so I wanted to, you know, be able to take my talents and give back where I can. And so I really appreciate these organizations reaching out, asking, and thinking outside the box in different ways that I know I can contribute and make things memorable. And that's really important to me. I really appreciate the opportunities to do that. So I just wanted to highlight my event with Ellie coming up April 21st. Again, there are only 18 tickets that are going to be available. And so they just went on sale. So yeah, I hope that we get a great group together and it'll be a lot of fun. And I will continue to, you know, do these more often. And, you know, it would be a fantastic opportunity to eventually create a retreat for artists and get speakers in and, you know, maybe do something at one of the resorts that are around me and have people learn from one another and be inspired by one another. That would be tremendous. So that's in the back of my mind, working on something like that. So if you are interested in participating, if you're someone who is got a heart to share what they do, let me know. Just send me a message. And if you're local and you would want to participate in a brutally made speed making evening, you know, you'd want to offer a little kit or something to put together for maybe 10, 15 people, and then also set up your booth so you can sell that night, let me know. And then I can, you know, organize that night at a local restaurant or facility. And that would be a lot of fun. We could have like three or four different artists sharing what they do as a class. And then you would rotate out of that class after, let's say, 45 minutes to the next one, maybe an hour. But then you could still let people shop at your spot. So maybe if they didn't sign up for the classes, you could still, you know, people that are there can shop your spaces. And, you know, I probably need a food truck. So maybe if you have a food truck and you're interested in participating, you know, the ticket price could be a voucher for, you know, a certain amount of money for your food truck that they would get to spend that night. And I think I could make it happen and make it really fun for people that either have purchased the tickets to participate or people that are just at that spot and they want to patronize the locations that we're at. So very excited about that idea. And I appreciate the people that have reached out to me already wanting me to create these experiences. So, so cool. So we are getting closer to Easter. We got another week. But I just wanted to tell you thank you. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart, and I believe you are beautifully made. So here's my crazy different kinds of bunny sketches. Wow, that colorful one is something else. But that's what happens when you're doodling. It's not supposed to be, you know, something serious. So have a great weekend. Be safe, and I will talk to you next time. Take care. Bye.